The vote by the ANC to recommend Glen Mashinini as an electoral commissioner is a slap in the face of every South African who was denied their right to vote in the 2021 local government elections. The IEC report on the 2021 local government elections to the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs on the 20th May 2022 did not even mention voter management device failures as a challenge faced in the election. Failures in these systems resulted in around 140,000 voters who had changed their registration, finding that they had in fact not been changed and being unable to vote on election day. A huge number of first-time voters were turned away on election day as their results did not appear on the voters' roll. The ANC decision seeks to ignore the unfair elections we have been subjected to. We have witnessed a number of complaints regarding IEC's conduct during every election, and our pleas have fallen on deaf ears. Further to that, the voter turnout keeps decreasing. This is a clear indication that IEC has no plan to encourage young people to vote. The DA objects to the nomination of Glen Mashinini in the strongest terms. It shows that not only does the ANC not believe in accountability, but there are no consequences for poor performance, even if it costs South Africans their right to vote.